This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Lot to talk about today, including an update on the Democrats. They are beginning to drop like flies. They are beginning to scurry like rats. But first, you obviously survived the coronavirus. Way to go. I was traveling over the past few days, and you could not pass a TV in the airport without seeing coronavirus. You didn't have to hear what the announcers were saying. All you had to do was look at the screen. Coronavirus. Coronavirus. Of course, this was all on CNN, the Coronavirus News Network, apparently over the weekend, because that's all I saw. Coronavirus, coronavirus, coronavirus. Anyway, where was I? I was at the Council for National Policy. Went there to visit with prospective donors, prospective partners for our various entities that make up the Black Sphere. But met a lot of folks that are interested in education, a lot of folks who are interested in unhyphenated America, which Chris Harris runs that organization for me. And I have to tell you, I come back charged. I return charged from all of this stuff. And for the record, I was in California, got picked up by an Asian dude who was like, oh, hope he doesn't have the coronavirus. Chinese guy, Chinese national. Cool cat. Didn't speak much English. Actually, on my way back, I rode back to the airport. This was with an Uber, with another Chinese guy. He spoke very, very good English. And we talked about Taiwan versus, you know, China, mainland China, and all these other things. And you could tell he was a little bit jaded about America with respect to how it handles Taiwan. He says America uses Taiwan. I said, uses you? I said, we're the only thing protecting you. I said, what do you think would happen if Donald Trump said to the world, we are no longer protecting Taiwan. China would come in there so fast and suck you guys up. He goes, that's true. This is true. I said, I know it's true. Yeah, but you get the Strait of Taiwan or whatever. Whatever. We get, what, access to an ocean? I get it. But isn't that a good trade-off? And he finally goes, yeah, you're right. Anyway, I'm off track. So that's where I was. I was out in California, land of fruits and nuts. Very, very wealthy area of the country. You either have to be super rich or you have to be poor to live in California, and that's particularly in that area. But it was a good time and met a lot of folks that are working on policy. We are not a policy group per se, certainly not our education group, SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. Well, we talked about that. Then we met movie makers. I don't know if you guys know who Jason Jones is. Makes a lot of movies. A lot of folks out there starting to get this inkling, pardon me, to go to. They understand what Hollywood's doing to the culture. But, yeah, so I was in the midst. But here's my point. I'm in a big meeting. There must have been, I don't know, 1,000, maybe. I'm guessing. At least 1,000 people. And, you know, shaking hands and, you know, we're all doing what we're doing. Nobody seemed concerned about coronavirus. Neither did any of the wait staff or anybody else. Was at the airport, saw one person with a mask on. It wasn't going to help her. You know, one of these little surgical masks. I was like, what? Okay. You're going to get coronavirus. That's not going to help you a whole lot. Yes. But anyway, consider yourselves lucky to have made it. At least according to the alarmists, we've mapped the human genome. We've fought heinous diseases from, you know, for decades. Ebola, Hunter, the flu has killed more people in history probably than most plagues. But now we have this dreaded coronavirus. If Barack Obama had recommended precautionary measures like President Trump, Barack Obama would have been hailed as a hero in the media. Look at him. He's so forward-thinking in trying to keep this coronavirus from spreading. But when President Trump does it, the Democrats scoff. It's not enough. He didn't take enough money. We have survived, folks. Global cooling. global warming, holes in the ozone, Y2K, net neutrality. We've been warned against the extinction of polar bears, who now number in more bigger numbers than they ever have, baby seals, the whales, the depletion of the Amazon rainforest, and then next we were warned against the election of Donald Trump. The level of devastation that the American economy was to hit was supposed to be immeasurable. Dropping out of the Paris Climate Accord was going to devastate the American economy and also kill us all, because we're now 1 year into our 12-year devastation plan, according to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Tell me, doctor, how long do we have to live? Scare, scare, scare. Ooh, boogeyman, boogeyman, boogeyman. In 2002, the West Nile virus was going to do us in. 2004, it was SARS again, out of the dreaded China. On the heels of SARS in 2005 came bird flu. 2009, well, we got fat and was swine flu. 2014, it was Ebola. Remember that dude that was running, or lady that was running around New York, that had been to Africa or whatever? So it's, where do all these things come from? Mexico, Africa, what? I don't know where they come from. 2016, we had the Zika virus. You guys remember that? Zika? Was that have anything to do with MSNBC and Brzezinski, Mika, the Mika virus? And then today it's the coronavirus. I said this one's different. It's different in how it was created and how it was released, along with the timing of it, if you ask me. But the level of alarm is disproportionate to the disease itself, or the whatever you're calling it, the virus. One article I read compared the coronavirus to a pandemic from the early 1900s, which was unfair in so many ways, because you have to look at what? Medicine then versus now. Then the distribution of information then versus now. You know, what should scare you more than any of these viruses is Democrats being in control of anything. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, by the way, folks. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. Glad you guys are here. As I mentioned, there's lots to discuss today. Lots. Democrats dropping like flies. The tactics that the Democrats will use to scare you so that you will allow them to take back control of the economy and put you back in chains, as old Joe Biden said when he was speaking to a black audience. So we're going to be talking about these rascally Democrats and their scare tactics. I know it doesn't work. And I'm glad you're here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work. Sorry, I'm late. Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Get ready for some fun. Hey, by the way, real quickly, how did the president do in South Carolina, President Trump? I was looking for the numbers. I wanted to know, did he set records in the number of votes that came out? I actually don't have an answer to this yet, and I'm curious. Maybe we'll get an answer for you later in the broadcast. Anyway, here's what the president did say. The Democrat Party is a field of lightweights in complete disarray. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Welcome back if you were listening earlier in the broadcast when we got this thing here started. Glad you guys are with me. The president is 1,000% right. What I love about Donald Trump is when he says things, whether you like it or not, whether you agree with it or not, he is giving you his unfiltered truth. I happen to agree with him, and I believe most of the people listening to my show, you agree with him as well. The Democratic Party is a field of lightweights in complete disarray. I'm going to prove that. I don't say things and not be able to prove it. The president can prove it, too. He's just not going to elaborate. He gives you the sound bite, and then he leaves it up to the pundits, people like myself, to break it down. So Biden has won in South Carolina, as you guys know, because obviously we had to. I wasn't available yesterday, which is to discuss the weekend outcome of the South Carolina primary.
And Biden got a little bit cocky afterwards, and he called out Bernie Sanders. And I was, when I heard this, I kind of chuckled. It's like Mike Tyson wanting to fight Liberace. You had to just bring out Liberace and all of the, he's been talking a lot of smack about his piano playing, and I just kick his butt. Anyway, he called out Bernie Sanders. Yeah. Do you understand the fight that is about to occur now within the Democratic Party because the field has narrowed to such a degree? Candidates dropping like flies. Biden won South Carolina with almost 49% of the vote. Bernie Sanders with roughly 20% of the vote. Biden got 35 delegates. Sanders got 13 delegates. And supposedly there are six other delegates that are so there are six to eight that are going to be put out later. Steyer bought his way to 11.33% of the vote. I'm just giving you the numbers. Pete Buttigieg, 8% of the vote. Warren, 7%. I want you to understand, I could stop right here, start an analysis of these numbers, and just show you how bad this is across the board. Across the board. I'm not going to do it right now. I want to go into it. I want to give you a good, complete analysis of this, but I'm going to give you the numbers. Klobuchar, with all her post-debate hoopla, she got 3% of the vote. So let's stop for a second. Buttigieg, who was riding high coming out of Iowa, New Hampshire, and not so much in Nevada, he goes down to 8%. He was rising to be the front runner. I want you to understand this. Warren was the front runner for a little while. She's now below Buttigieg. She was riding high too, right? Making sense in all her socialist nonsense. And no. I don't know what people call her. Klobuchar, she was supposed to be, got her bump because she said a couple of cool things during one of the debates. Who knows what? Does it matter? She's down at 3%. Here's what was most interesting to me about this. People who quit the race still got votes. Deval Patrick, one of the latest entries into the presidential fray, former governor of Massachusetts, he got numbers. John Delaney got numbers. Cory Booker, Michael Bennett, Andrew Yang, and of course, Tulsi Gabbard, who everybody dismisses. Now, she's done. She's done. The woman, minority veteran, is out of the party. Yet she and, five or six other candidates who are effectively gone still got votes. So what does that tell you about the Democratic Party? Here was maybe the most surprising piece of it. Bloomberg got nothing. Bloomberg, I think he's $500 million into the race so far. And he's got nothing. He does not have a single delegate. And he's getting beat up. So we'll talk about him as well a little bit. So, maybe if you look at the surprises in this race, if you, for example, Bloomberg getting nothing, the other candidates who are out of the race still getting votes, the juxtaposition of the various candidates and where they were, where they are now, from 2 weeks ago to now, you know, what are the prospects of Warren or Klobuchar or Buttigieg, Buttigieg being out. And others, Bloomberg, everybody's, jockeying for position. Biden was dead. Now he's resurrected to a degree, but has he? That's what's fun to watch. Anybody want to bet on who's going to be the next person dropping out? Maybe one of the most surprising things is Buttigieg drops out before Warren, even though he has probably more momentum than Warren going forward. And if you heard his comments before, he was like, we're doing the math on this thing, and we're figuring out the math and the math and the math. Let me tell you what happened to Buttigieg. People figured out he was trying to follow the very game plan of Barack Obama. The only difference is he isn't a light-skinned Negro with no Negro dialect. He was going to play it for the gay angle. And you know what South Carolina told him? Your gayness ain't going to cut it, bro. That's what it told him. But the Democrats seem to be following a pattern here. I want to bring it to your attention. See, after Barack Obama's 8 year of probably the worst president, the presidency rather, in modern history, it's clear that America wants no more light-skinned Negroes with no Negro dialect. But the Democrats really don't. The Democrats don't. They proved it. They got rid of everyone. I want you to understand where we sit right now in this whole process, people. After Hillary Clinton's dismal performance 4+ years ago, whatever, number of years ago, it's clear that the Democrats don't want any more women. So what am I telling you? I'm telling you that Klobuchar and Warren are toast. As soon as, when Super Tuesday is over, they will be gone. So what does that leave? What does it tell you, first of all? Democrats have returned to being the party of rich white men who oppress blacks and women. That's what they are. There's no way around it. The Democrats are going to have to come to this conclusion because the rest of America has. And Trump is not going to let them live it down. Boy, the reason why Bloomberg didn't get any traction in South Carolina is because of Donald Trump, and I'll explain that in a bit. The reason why Klobuchar got no love in South Carolina is because of Donald Trump. I'll explain that in a bit. The reason why the Democrats will not see the inside of the White House this term is because of Donald Trump.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump set to visit Tennessee on Friday after tornadoes ripped through the state early this morning, leaving at least 21 people dead. The president says the federal government is here to help.
We will recover and we will rebuild and we will help them. And condolences, tough situation. Such bad news when you see that.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says the coronavirus outbreak will weigh on the economy for some time. He says that's why they're cutting interest rates by a half of a percent this morning.
My colleagues and I took this action to help the U.S. economy keep strong
in the face of new risks to the economic outlook.
Paul admits health officials face the biggest challenge, but that the Fed Reserve will do what it can to help the economy. And Super Tuesday voting is underway in 14 states and American Samoa. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Now, these Democrats are finding out it's much more difficult to run for president than Donald Trump made it look. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a call. So, Tom Steyer drops out. He did third. He got third in the South Carolina primary, which was respectable. But he spent a lot of money. I'll get to the numbers here in a bit. But President Trump said this about Steyer dropping out. Tom Steyer, who, other than mini Mike Bloomberg, spent more dollars for nothing than any candidate in history, quit the race today, proclaiming how thrilled he was to be part of the Democrat clown show. The president wrote on Twitter, "Go away, Tom, and save whatever little money you have left." Now, I was told Steyer's worth $36 billion, but then I've heard rumors that he doesn't have as much money as people are saying. I don't know whether that's true or not. But let me tell you what the president did. This is so freaking genius. I love it. Here's a guy, he's a loser, Tom Steyer. And he's for climate change and social justice. Those are his two big points. He spent a fortune to lose, to do something he thought, if Donald Trump can do it, I can do it. And in his losing, he's out the door. President can ignore him, not fight down. That's what we hear all the time. You'll hear in political circles, don't fight down. And you know what President Trump does? He kicks him on the way out the door. He says, you have spent more money to get nothing than any candidate in history. You are a clown. And he calls the rest of them the Democrat clown show. He baits them. There is not a candidate that has ever run for president in history who would make that comment. Donald Trump says, I'm going to call your entire party what it is. I'm going to call you what you are. I'm going to tell you what's left for your future. Get out. You got to love it. He said in another posting, Trump suggested Steyer and Bloomberg would not use their fortunes against his campaign. Here's what he says. I would find it hard to believe that failed presidential candidates Tom Steyer or mini Mike Bloomberg would contribute to the Democrat Party, even against me, after the way they've been treated, laughed at, and mocked. The real politicians ate them up and spit them out. He goes on, folks, to tell you the divide that is between the Democratic Party. Look, I've been saying this for a long time. I said, Steyer leaves, who's he going to support? How can he genuinely support the very people he ran against? Mike Bloomberg, I'm telling you, they have made enemies out of these guys. And Steyer goes on to say, I'm going to support the Democratic Party because we've got to get rid of that evil guy in the White House. Mr. Crybaby. This is a guy that can't rally enough people on his own side. With millions, even supposedly billions, to put into the race, he can't do it. And I'll tell you another thing it shows. Steyer dropping out. If he is indeed worth $36 billion. You want to know what it shows? It shows he has no resolve. He wasn't willing to put his fortune up. If he were, he would say, you know what? I don't even care. I'm going to stay in it, even if I'm mathematically out of it. That's resolve. I talk about it. I've told a story about when I worked for a guy. He's passed away. I just found out about 2 weeks ago this guy I worked for died. He was in bad health, smoked like a chimney. But he asked me to do a project. He says, what's it going to cost to do the project? I told him $1 million. He says, oh, you know, get back. He goes, go research it. Let me know what you really think. And I did. I got my team together. I said, it's about $1 million. Came back, gave him the results. He says, yeah, I was thinking of spending $500,000. I only want to spend $500,000. I said, well, it's $1 million. He goes, well, will you research it again and see if we can do it for $500,000? So I didn't do anything. I came back a week later. He says, what are the results? I said, it's $1 million. He goes, Kevin, I thought I told you, you know, I wanted to do $500,000. He goes, I don't even think you have to do $500,000. I think you could do it for $250,000. He goes, will you go back and take a look and see if you can do it for $250,000? I said, sure. I took it back. I stuck it in my box. I didn't do another thing. I didn't get my team back together. We had researched it. Came back a week later. He says, what's it going to be? I said, $1 million. And he goes, but Kevin, I told you it should be $500,000. I don't even think it's $250,000. I said, I know what you told me. Did you do any research? No? Okay. Well, we did. And I only did it once because that's all I have to do it. And this is what it's going to cost. And that's it. I go, I don't know why you keep sending me back. And he starts laughing. And I go, what are you laughing about? This is a big waste of time. He said, I'm laughing because it was a test. And he says, that's why you're a one in a million guy. I said, why is that? He says, it's because most people would have come back in here, watered it down, and told me how it possibly could have been done for either of those numbers. But you didn't bother. You'd done the work, and you weren't going to waste any more time. And he goes, that's why I brought you in here. And I thought to my, as much as I was mad about it, there was a part of me that went, I'm thank you for this lesson. And here's what he told me. He says, had you said to me we could do it for $500,000, you would have had half the resolve that you had when you came in here after doing the research. When I tested you to see if you could do it for $250,000, and you said no, if you had said yes, you would have had a quarter of the resolve. He goes, but both would have failed because you'd already done the work and you weren't going to waste your time. He goes, and so in a way it became this thing that showed me that I had the resolve to stick it through. So that's the kind of thing that these guys lack. Bloomberg will drop eventually. And to President Trump's point, he's not going to give any money to the Democratic Party. Why would he do it? Tom Steyer figured things out. $150 million on ads in the early states got him nothing. An additional $100 million in South Carolina bought him 11.3% of the vote, but he didn't earn any delegates or break more than 4% of the vote in Iowa, New Hampshire, or Nevada. Fails to meet the 15% threshold statewide in South Carolina, so he gets no delegates there. He spent $253 million in order to get rid of President Trump. He vows to spend more, and you have to ask yourself, why wouldn't you put that towards something useful? I want you to just stop and imagine for just a second what $253 million could do to the world. Everything that he wants to go after, to protect. He says he wants to fight criminal justice give reparations. $253 million would really help a lot of black families. If he just says, look, I'm going to set this money aside, $250 million in microloans for black families. What could Steyer have done? Oh, I have a bank that we give money to. Okay, well, why didn't you fund that? $253 million. Here's what he said. We maintain a hopeful message. When the Lord closes a door, he opens a window. I love when they invoke Jesus in their losses. When the Lord closes a door, he opens a window. He says, I will find that window and crawl through it with you. I promise you that. This has been a great experience. I have zero regrets. Well, yeah, I'm not going to speak to him on, you know, he spent $253 million. That's chump change for a guy that maybe has his net worth. I presume he's still going to be okay. But here's what's not okay. This dude is deranged. The very idea that he wanted to go after President Trump to begin with should be a concern. I spoke to a Republican who told me, Kevin, I'm really concerned about climate change. And I'm like, why? What about it? Give me, well, the scientists, don't even talk to me about science. Why are you concerned? There are so many more things to be concerned about. They say, I'm concerned about our future. Really? So that's your concern? You're concerned about the future for climate in what? 12 years, as AOC put it? Well, there are things much more pressing than that right now. Right now. Nuclear proliferation that was stopped. Devaluation of currency. Major potential pandemics. And on and on. I could go on with things that you should be much more concerned about than climate change. And in the case of Tom Steyer, social justice. You want to know who's dealing more and better with social justice than even Barack Obama? Is President Trump. Do you think Steyer is going to actually say, you know what, I got to give him credit. The president has done an amazing job looking at situations of blacks and people in general, but specifically blacks, because Steyer and all of the Democrats, you know, they might as well get up there and sing old Negro spirituals during their debates or even in their campaigns. They should be forced to have to run Negro spirituals as the backdrop for everything that they say. Sweet low, sweet chariot. Because all they do is pander. Donald Trump has actual results. And all these guys do is pander.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Little Pete, little Mayor Petey dropped out of the race. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255. Might as well keep that war chest, right? Little Petey, mayor of South Bend, Indiana, can't even run a city correctly and decides he wants to be president. And you know what his strategy was? I'm going to mimic Barack Obama. I will study his tapes. I will do what he does. I will gain momentum early. I will use my freak of nature, my freaky, my freakness, my LGBTQ plus whatever, in order to gain a big fat war chest, because I have no reason to run. I'm unqualified, wholly unqualified. Might as well pick Beto O'Rourke as his running mate. A fraud who looked to get nothing but national attention and a fat wallet from running the most pathetic political field in history. Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to, everybody. Donald Trump tweeted
when old Petey got out, he says, Pete Buttigieg is out. All of his Super Tuesday votes will go to Sleepy Joe Biden. Great timing. This is the real beginning of the Dems taking Bernie out of play. No nomination again. And for those of you who think that may not be the case, I don't know if this is true, but there's supposedly Pete Buttigieg made a phone call. It went to the wrong number, and the guy posted this. And here's what Pete Buttigieg said to the vice president.
Hi, it's Pete Buttigieg calling for the vice president. I wanted to see if I could catch him for a couple of minutes to share some news about our plans. My number is 5-1. I'll also send a text message to this number from my number that would be a good callback. Thank you.
Little Pete, little Mayor Pete Buttigieg, feathering his nest, trying to figure out what he can do to keep his political aspirations alive. And when he, of course, he gave his speech, and everybody's like, 2024. See, let me explain. If Pete Buttigieg gets Joe Biden to pick him as a running mate, then that makes him the VP, you know, the VP candidate. Joe Biden, he won't win, but if he were to win, Joe can't serve more than 4 years. Joe can't serve more than 4 minutes as president. He's a brain dead moron. I hate to say it in a way, you know, I'm just being honest. Joe Biden's brain damaged. He's had multiple surgeries on his brain. You've seen him in action. He's brain damaged. For the Democrats to put him into the ring, he is a punch drunk, not even a former champ. He's a punch drunk journeyman who's going to go in with the heavyweight champion of the world in his prime. That's what this race sets up to be if Joe Biden is it. And here's what's interesting. The Democrat, when I say it, meaning their choice. But what's most interesting is that the Democrats don't want Joe Biden. They just don't want Bernie Sanders. So Buttigieg says, you know what? I got to hook my wagon to somebody. So he hooked his wagon to the VP, or he's trying to. He wants to join with the vice president, and the president sniffs it out, President Trump, and he says, this is what this is about, because Buttigieg should not be dropping out. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Warren should have dropped out before Buttigieg. Buttigieg got 8% in South Carolina. They knew he wasn't going to do well because of the black vote. But Super Tuesday, and he said it himself, I don't have the clip, I don't even want my producers to get it. He said himself that he was going to do the math, and he was going to figure out how to get a stake in all of this. Now, here's what would normally happen, just so we're clear. Buttigieg would go through Super Tuesday. He'd roll the dice. He'd see how much clout he has. Let's face it, 8% of the vote in South Carolina, which is not his demographic, isn't bad. That's a nice amount of group. That's a nice amount of people to have in your hip pocket. I don't know how he's polling nationally, but let's say he's polling at 10% nationally. That's a block. That's bigger than you know, that's like having the 10% of the blacks. That's like having 10% of the Jews. I'm not saying, what I'm getting at is that is a big block. It's bigger than the Jews. It's almost equivalent to the blacks. So he's got a significant voting block. But you know what Petey said, little governor, little Mayor Pete? Little Petey went, nope, I'm going to get out. And he called the vice president, Creepy Joe, Creepy Sleepy Joe. And he says, hey, Mr. Vice President, I want to tip you off to what I'm about to do because I'm going to help you. This will be a help to you. And I want you to reward me for my help. Now, little Pete, he's doing well. He made a bunch of money. I'd be curious to know how much money is left in his coffers. See, what people don't understand, a lot of people don't understand, is guys like O'Rourke, Buttigieg, others who know they have no shot, they just want to stir it up. Hey, man, my campaign is busting. You need to come over here. Check me out. And people donate millions, and they spend a certain amount to get the campaign going. But when they sense the writing's on the wall, they say no. Remember what happened to Beto? Beto was going to have millions of dollars left over after his failed Senate campaign. And they go, well, why don't you help some of the downstream Democrats? And he's like, no, thank you. Thank you for the millions, but I'm not going to do it. And then he got a lifeline. You know what happened to Pete? I mean, what's his face? O'Rourke? Beto? You'd be a great presidential candidate. Somebody said it. Probably somebody he paid with all that money he had left over from the Senate campaign. And then Beto goes, I'm going to make a run for the presidency because this man, Donald Trump, he's a horrible guy and he should not be doing this or whatever. And so people went, run, Beto, run. And they gave him millions more. Beto O'Rourke knew he had no chance. Jumping up on cars, rolling up his sleeves. You know, I'm a professional grifter, and I know that I shouldn't be running for president. I'm no good at anything, but that's what Democrats like. So vote for me, give me your money, and let's see how long we can take this. And when he figured out, you know what, this is a long run thing in a blood sport, and I'm not used to getting my butt kicked like it's about to happen again. No. Took his money and got out. Let me just have you do this. I dare you to Google the amount of money that Beto raised and spent during his campaign and what he's got left in his war chest. That's why they call it, folks, a war chest. It is a war. They strategically know when to lose, when the battle is over. And certainly, if I'm not going to win the war, I'm going to have money left over in my war chest. Beto O'Rourke's got a bunch. And now so does Buttigieg. But Buttigieg isn't done. He's structuring for his next role. Because he can't go back to being little town mayor of Indiana. What's he going to do? I'm going to go back and face all these problems that I didn't solve when I was mayor of Indiana and have to go back to that? No way, man. I'm on the national stage. Now, I'm going to make sure that people know about the LGBT and the first, what they call, not the first woman, but what they call the first lady, but the first man. That's going to be the big deal. Will it be a woman who brings the first man, or will it be a gay guy that brings the first man? Or will it be a gay woman who brings the first lady who's actually gay? I mean, these are the things that America wants to know and the world wants to know. When will America get woke to all of this stuff? All of this nonsense. The real nonsense is Mayor Pete Buttigieg should be embarrassed to believe he could be president of the United States at this stage. He didn't become a governor, control a big budget, have to deal with a multitude of issues that impact a state, in a state that is significant. And look, I'm not trying to give you the hierarchy. I'm just telling you, Mayor Pete Buttigieg can't run a town of 100,000, but he believes he can run a country of 330 million, and he understands global politics to the point that he's better than the billionaire mogul, reality TV star turned president, who has rocked this nation in a good way. And then Buttigieg's campaign was, the economy is not as good as you think. Let me tell you what it took to knock this economy down, and it's only temporary. It took the fake news hype of coronavirus to do this, and it wasn't even the first time. The economy suffered about, dropped 3,000-4,000 points a while back, and I told everybody, go buy QQQ because it's coming back, and I'll tell you the same thing here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.